This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of Intelligent Medicine. That means you can call us 877-726-8255. Regardless of whether you call us, we got plenty to talk about. And we've got calls from our website. You can go to drhoffman.com, and on our homepage, on a PC or Mac, on the right side of the page, you can click on a box, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions momentarily. But first, this. What can't probiotics do? There's just been an explosion of research on the benefits of probiotics for immunity, for metabolism, cardiovascular disease protection, you name it. And this is going to usher in a new era of what we call functional probiotics, probiotics that may, say, target urinary tract infections or target obesity. That would be the holy grail of probiotic research, is to find a probiotic that makes you skinny, because animal studies show that if you transfer the fecal contents of a skinny rat to a fat rat, the fat rat will lose weight, and vice versa. So there's just going to be a gold rush towards acquiring patents for specific probiotics that do certain things. And here's an intimation of what's to come. Probiotics for bone loss. Whoa. This comes to us from Montreal. Researchers there have found that probiotic treatment for 12 months led to significant improvements in lumbar spine bone mineral density among postmenopausal women. This was reported at the annual meeting of the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research. In a double-blind, randomized trial, women who received a placebo had a significant lumbar spinal bone loss. Of course, they were given a placebo, whereas those who were given the probiotic therapy experienced no significant loss. So, what's going on here? The researcher, who's actually from the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, says, quote, in 2009, we hypothesized that the gut microbiota may influence bone metabolism, because we know that the gut microbiota has the capacity to shape the immune system, and we also know the immune system can regulate bone mass. So, they started with mice, and in the rodent studies, they found that the gut microbiota could indeed regulate bone mass. So then they took a specific formula. Now, you know, don't ask me where you get this stuff, because this is research. And surely if this pans out, they're going to develop products, maybe even prescription probiotics, that specifically target bone. The probiotic in question contained Lactobacillus paracasei and Lactobacillus plantarum, and of two different strains, and the same strains used in rodents. Participants' average age was 59, and after 12 months, the women who took a placebo had bone loss, but there was a protective effect seen among women who were taking the probiotic. The effect was limited to the spine. There were no changes to bone mineral density at the hip. So it seems it's site-specific. We know there are different types of bone in the spine and in the hip, so the research points to a new direction in osteoporosis prevention. And it just, whether or not this product is going to pan out, it just illustrates the explosion of interest in probiotics for treatment and prevention of various diseases. There will be functional probiotics, mark my words, within a decade that have specific disease targets. All right, Lewis, we're going to take one of those recorded calls from Siddhartha. Welcome.
I am feeling some problem and I have seen the doctor. What I found that my CRP level is increased to 12.7. And I am feeling several pains, and especially in the joint pain in my right knee. Please suggest to me the remedy of it.
Okay. Well, first of all, great name, Siddhartha. That's one of my favorite novels by Hermann Hesse. I think every high school student in my class read that book and was profoundly influenced by its spiritual message. So, Siddhartha, when your CRP level is increased, that means there is inflammation. And it means that the inflammation has become systemic because, you know, you stick a needle in your arm and you draw the blood out, and even though the problem's coming from the knee, it's causing a systemic reaction. And that's a little different than when you say maybe you sprain your knee or you have an ACL injury. You know, like a baseball player sliding into home at the wrong angle. And it suggests that you have an inflammatory kind of arthritis, which may be osteoarthritis, but more likely is something akin to rheumatoid arthritis. So you need a workup from a rheumatologist to figure out what's going on. And sometimes when the knee is swollen, you can draw out a little fluid, and you find that there's high levels of protein or even white blood cells there. And that clinches the diagnosis of an inflammatory arthritis. I mean, there are many different types of inflammatory arthritis. There's psoriatic arthritis. There's rheumatoid arthritis and other forms of inflammatory arthritis. So without a diagnosis, it's a little imprecise. But in general, when we deal with inflammatory arthritis, we like to use natural anti-inflammatories. Well, let's first start with diet. And when it comes to diet, we want an anti-inflammatory diet that's rich in fresh fruits and vegetables and spices. And we may want to eliminate certain trigger foods. We know that arthritis can be triggered by nightshades. It can be triggered by gluten or other grains. It can be triggered by dairy products in some cases. So we may want to put you on a nightshade-free paleo diet for a while. There are resources for that on the internet. And let's use some anti-inflammatory nutrients. Now, Siddhartha comes from the Indian subcontinent, the tradition there. And what's really popular is curcumin. Curcumin is an ideal nutrient for treating this. And I would recommend high doses of curcumin. It's safe to take at levels of 4 to 6 capsules per day. Lots of fish oil may be helpful for this as well. You've heard about these things, curcumin and fish oil, but what you probably haven't heard about is something called SPM. And SPM is a form of immune and inflammatory modulator that is a product that I really like now for treatment of inflammatory conditions, in particular rheumatoid arthritis. The company that makes it is Metagenix. Metagenix doesn't sell retail generally, but it's available via prescription by doctors, and we stock it at FullScript. So you can go to FullScript via drhoffman.com. It'll lead you to FullScript. You can sign on, you can shop there, and you can get SPM by Metagenix. Other anti-inflammatory compounds, well, Boswellia is a potent derivative of frankincense, which is both from the Asian as well as the European tradition, you know, the kind of thing that they used to use for incense in churches. So those are some things you may do. Use also undenatured collagen type 2, or UC2, has been shown to be helpful in keeping a lid on rheumatoid arthritis. And I have a fair number of RA patients in my practice. And recently I saw one who is, I've been treating her for pretty near 20 years. And when she came to me, she'd taken virtually every rheumatoid arthritis medication on the market. And she was having a lot of side effects and she wasn't having much relief. And through diet and the use of nutritional supplements, We've kept her condition at bay. And she has virtually no deformity. She has, occasionally mild aches and pains because, she had the rheumatoid arthritis for many years before seeing me. But it can be controlled through natural measures. And, of course, now there are medications, really powerful immunosuppressive medications that doctors like to use at the beginning of this condition. And, there's a rationale for that because you want to prevent damage to the joints. 6 months or a year using natural therapies to see if we can bring the condition under control. And as often as not, it can obviate the need for these powerful immunosuppressive medications, which carry with them, pretty severe side effects. Immune suppression is no joke. Certain cancers, certain infections are more likely to occur in the setting of these immunosuppressive medications. You have to be careful. So natural therapies for knee pain, those are some of those, if it turns out to be an inflammatory arthritis. Thanks very much for your question, Siddhartha. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back, 877-726-8255. If you care to call this hour, this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we talked to Siddhartha earlier, who may be suffering from an autoimmune condition, rheumatoid arthritis. And we know that in autoimmunity, the gut plays a role, specifically leaky gut syndrome. So one of our major tools against leaky gut syndrome and autoimmunity is a substance called colostrum. It's nature's most powerful superfood. And let me share with you some information about a nutritional supplement that I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function. And it's in a form that's highly bioavailable. It's colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding colostrum LD to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. And it's got a proprietary enhanced delivery system. That's what the LD is about, liposomal delivery. It's the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, from cradle to grave, virtually. You can order by going to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. So take advantage of this offer by going to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. I'm really excited about the health benefits of this versatile nutrient. Let's talk now to Jay from Wyoming. How are you doing, Jay?
Hello, sir.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call. I've got kind of a two-part question. About 16, 17 years ago, I was diagnosed with some thyroid problems. I think it was hypo, I think. But anyway, over time, my the amount I've taken, I think I'm up to 112 now, the MCGs or whatever it's called.
L-thyroxine or Synthroid, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I was just wondering, I just recently retired. My insurance before paid for Synthroid, and now that's I'm not on that, or and now my insurance doesn't want to pay that because it's more I'm on levothyroxine. Mm-hmm. Is there any difference in that? I mean,
yeah. So that's actually an interesting question. Is, you know, first of all, you know, let's clarify the difference between natural thyroid and synthetic thyroid. You're taking the synthetic thyroid, which is fine for many people. However, I find that some people don't do as well on it as on the natural thyroid. So the natural thyroid goes by different names, euthyroid, armor thyroid, natural desiccated thyroid. But, you know, it sounds like you're doing okay on the synthetic thyroid, which is either generic L-thyroxine or brand name Synthroid. So a little background on that is that the makers of Synthroid undertook a study years ago to try and prove that their brand name Synthroid was superior to the generics, because that would obviously offer them a competitive advantage. I mean, their product is more expensive, and why would you want to take something more expensive if it wasn't better? So the study basically demonstrated that they were equivalent, that L-thyroxine generic was equivalent to Synthroid. And there was kind of a scandal because they tried to bury the study. And the author of the study actually came out as kind of a whistleblower. They told her after the study was done, okay, you know, that's very nice. Go home. Thank you for doing the study. And they tried to suppress the results. However, that being said, some people do appear to notice a difference when they switch from Synthroid to L-thyroxine. Often doctors say, well, you know, we're going to save some money. We'll put you on the generic. Patients don't just feel the same. It's different strokes for different folks. The difference is in the delivery system. The amount of medication in a generic is always the same, but the tableting may be different. And for some people, the way they digest or absorb the medication may hit them all at once, or it may be released in a slower fashion, depending on the matrix in which the medication is delivered. That's what the difference is between a brand and a generic. And it makes a difference in how they feel, because thyroid, if released all at once, can give you kind of a rocket ship trip and then drop you back down once it wears off. And you want it to be kind of gently time-released into your system. I think, personally, that it doesn't make that much of a difference when it comes to this particular product. Different situation when you deal sometimes with psychiatric drugs. Some people say, well, I do great with Lexapro, that is the brand name, but the, you know, the generic doesn't do the same for me. I just feel altogether different. That can make a difference. As I said, different strokes for different folks. Great question, Jay. Stay well. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to us out there in Wyoming. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a series of nutrition stories here. Would it surprise you if I told you that eating a lot of junk food increases your risk of cancer? Well, that would seem to me the duh story of the month, if not of the year. But This was proven in a large study. How large? 471,495 adults from a study called the European Prospective Investigation into Cancer Nutrition, lasting from 1992 to 2014, with an average follow-up of 15 years. And they looked at the relationship between diet quality and the risk of cancer. And the headline here is, eating foods with low nutritional quality ratings linked to cancer risk. And so it would seem to me that's kind of intuitive. They had to do a big study to prove this. What they found was that the overall risk of cancer was 7% higher in people who ate a poor quality diet. I'm kind of surprised at the small magnitude of increased risk, right? You'd think that, oh, it might be double, triple. No, only 7% increased risk. Specifically, cancers of the colon and rectum, the stomach and esophagus, lung cancer for men, and liver and postmenopausal breast cancer for women were all associated with poor quality diets. So there you have it. I mean, something that's kind of we know. All right, this one. Eating processed meats tied to breast cancer risk. Now, you notice, we're not talking about meat consumption. Actually, many people who inveigh against animal protein have been disappointed by studies that show that there is not necessarily a risk associated with eating non-processed meat. Some of the previous studies have aggregated processed meats into the equation when we look at meat consumption. But when we separate out processed meats from meat, it's not meat, per se, that's causing the higher risk of breast cancer. It's processed meats like hot dogs, bacon, and ham. Women who ate the most processed meats had a 9% increased risk of breast cancer compared with those who infrequently ate such foods. So that's the breast cancer linked to meat, but specifically processed meat. And this one, controversial recommendation in pregnancy is eat fish. Well, you got to be careful when you eat fish because fish can be a source of PCBs and mercury. So many women are afraid of eating fish. It turns out that fish-rich diets in pregnancy may boost baby's brain development overall, as long as you don't have certain species of fish like shark, Chilean sea bass, lots and lots of tuna. Those are high in mercury. In this study from the University of Finland, women could enhance the development of their unborn child's eyesight and brain function by regularly eating fatty fish during pregnancy. So the team recorded levels of nutritional long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids, that would be EPA and DHA in the mother's diet, and blood serum, and levels in the blood of their children by the age of 1 month, and what they found was that there was indeed a benefit. The visual tests revealed that infants whose mothers ate fish three or more times a week during the last trimester of their pregnancy fared better than those whose mothers ate no fish, only up to two portions per week. And the results were corroborated when blood levels of fatty acids were examined. So, and I guess if you want to make sure that you're not getting toxins from fish, take a DHA-rich supplement that is, highly molecularly distilled and quality controlled, such as is made by one of our good sponsors, Carlson. They always make available the assays and the quality control in their products to make sure that you're not inadvertently consuming harmful substances along with your beneficial EPA and DHA. Especially during pregnancy, a critical time for a child's brain development and for the development of their nervous system, and specifically in this case, vision. All right. Now, you heard earlier in the first hour of this program from Neil Levin. He's an educator for Protocol for Life Balance, and he taught us a few things about natural supplements for immune enhancement. Well, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol has a great depth of experience, 50 years of expertise. Their mission is to provide top-quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol's family-owned, unlike some manufacturers, which are owned by private equity and hedge funds. And it manufactures the majority of their products in-house, affording control over quality and cost. Protocol's manufacturing process is certified by the Underwriters Laboratories, and their products are non-GMO and USDA certified organic. In fact, I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Look for them at drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners like myself, so ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name, Protocol for Life Balance. You can get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol for Life Balance is one of the brands I really trust. Okay, this item has to do with silicone breast implants. You know, just as, remember the aftermath of 9/11? We were told, no problem, the air quality is okay. There's no risk to the workers who go down there and, you know, sift through steaming piles of wreckage. Well, it turned out that was dead wrong, and now we're paying a price. Something similar is happening with silicone breast implants. Silicone breast implants have been the object of some studies, and the studies basically offered a cover-up saying, eh, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. No problem. Well, here we go. It took a while, but we now know that women with silicone breast implants are up to 8 times more likely to be diagnosed with one of several chronic autoimmune diseases than women in the general population. And they're at significantly greater risk for other adverse outcomes, including melanoma and stillbirth. This comes to us from the September 14th edition of the Annals of Surgery. And they looked at outcomes of nearly 100,000 patients in a post-marketing study of silicone breast implants. What they found was a fourfold higher risk of melanoma, a 4.5-fold increased risk for stillbirth, 7 times more likely to have a scleroderma diagnosis. And I've seen this. I said, how can they possibly miss this? I mean, if I, in a practice of maybe just several hundred or several thousand patients, and I see cases like this, how come they haven't noticed this? That women with breast implants, especially the silicone variety, are more likely to have autoimmune conditions like Sjogren's, scleroderma. They're 6 times more likely to be diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. They also can rupture. They can be susceptible to capsular contracture as opposed to saline implants. Saline implants are better, but they too are foreign bodies that can create, I mean, they're obviously encased in some form of plastic that can react with the body. But silicone is particularly harmful. So there you have it. They say the patients who are considering breast implants should be aware that they are not lifetime devices. Wow, you have something to put in your body, it's not a lifetime device. Oh, you're going to have it taken out and replaced periodically. The longer they're in, the more likely they are to experience local complications and adverse outcomes requiring breast implant removal. And I don't know. You know, as a man, I don't know what it is with the breast implants. You know, frankly, never found them particularly attractive or compelling, but I guess it gives women, maybe a little more less endowed in that region of the body, a little more confidence, a little more sense that they have some bodily contours when they wear certain outfits. But does it make a difference to the vast majority of men? I don't know. Maybe certain men, but I'm not one of them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol offers 50 years of expertise. Their mission is to provide top-quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol is family-owned and manufactures the majority of their products in-house, affording control over quality and cost. Protocol's manufacturing process is certified by the Underwriters Laboratories, and their products are non-GMO and USDA-certified organic. In fact, I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners, so ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name. You can get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol for Life Balance. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. If you had subscribed to our newsletter, you would have gotten in your inbox a great article about how recent news reports have misrepresented a study that suggests that probiotics, they don't really work. They're just, you know, they're not effective. Well, we rebut that in our newsletter article, and you can get newsletter articles on a weekly basis if you subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com and become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. All right, this item, Cipro is a powerful antibiotic that's often prescribed for urinary tract infections, respiratory infections, but lately it's come under more scrutiny because it can cause some very devastating side effects, and they're very pervasive side effects. It's hard to know where they start and where they end. They affect the muscles, they affect the nerves, and in the same family, levofloxacin, which is Levaquin, these medications can cause people to be floxed. That's a term that some sufferers have coined because they're just utterly devastated and they have a really hard time recovering. It's not just a transient reaction. It can be long-term. And now researchers are coming up with an answer. Headline here, ciprofloxacin has dramatic effects on the mitochondrial genome. What's the mitochondria? Well, for those of you in the know, it is the part of the cell that powers all the functions of the cellular organism. It's the powerhouse of the cell. And when you damage the mitochondria, you get a brownout in energy function. That could explain why the side effects of these medications are so pervasive. Study carried out at the University of Eastern Finland investigated the effect of ciprofloxacin on mitochondria. And, you know, a lot of technical language here, but they can impair mitochondrial energy production and block cellular growth and differentiation. They say this dramatic impact on mitochondrial DNA is the likely cause for most negative side effects experienced by patients and also reason to use fluoroquinolone antibiotics with great caution. I rarely have recourse to these antibiotics anymore. And the pity of it is that around 9/11 they had this anthrax scare, and lots of people were stockpiling Cipro. You know, they just bought it in case of some kind of terrorist attack. And there was all the Cipro out there. People were taking it for mild, you know, colds and flus, and putting themselves at risk of devastating side effects. I even recall I was once getting a cab ride to the airport, and the guy, you know, we had a conversation, and the guy said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a doctor. And he said, well, let me ask you about my wife. I said, okay, here we go. You know, medical consult. Well, I'm a captive audience in the cab. And the guy was telling me about this horrendous series of problems that his wife had experienced after taking Cipro. And there you have it. Okay, so another thing that damages mitochondria, chemotherapy. And chemotherapy is administered for cancer, but it's also administered sometimes for other conditions to suppress the immune system, like methotrexate is sometimes used in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, other chemo agents as well. So what is it damage? Well, first and foremost, the mitochondria. And that's why patients who are treated for cancer with chemotherapy often have long-term fatigue. So it's an opportune time to share with you some information about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue via mitochondrial support. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And for someone who's suffering from being floxed from Cipro toxicity, this would be certainly in order. Or say you really need to take one of these medications, chemo or something along those lines, take NT Factor to protect your mitochondria. It's not going to enhance the growth of the cancer cells or get in the way of the chemo, but it may protect your mitochondria, along with such things as coenzyme Q10 and nicotinamide riboside and other nutrients which are mitochondrial support agents, magnesium as well, and other B vitamins. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reduces symptoms of aging. Well, if you heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT Factor, that's a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs, but a while ago I suggested Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their multi or fish oil and just take NT Factor alone. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without taking it myself, and I prescribe it to my patients. And now you can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or take advantage of the special offer by going to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Buy one, get one free. Everybody seems to like that kind of offer. Okay. This item, I think, is of utmost importance in terms of our future generations. Study has now confirmed that limiting kids' screen time improves their brain function. So kids are so hooked on devices. I mean, they are like digital crack. I have little kids in my family, and boy, when they're around devices, it's worse than sugar. They just want, they're all over those devices. And we have to, as adults, ration their screen time. Because researchers compared time spent on screens, sleeping, and engaging physical activity in a study, and what they found is that kids who had adequate sleep, 9 to 11 hours of sleep, by the way, screen time interferes with sleep, especially for teenagers and adolescents, they had adequate sleep, at least 1 hour of physical activity, and less than 2 hours on screens had improvements in cognition. Researchers found even just limiting screen time or getting enough sleep had the strongest links to better cognition. The study was published in the journal Lancet Child and Adolescent Health. Check this out. The study found only 1 in 20 children in the USA met all 3 guidelines, while nearly 1 in 3 met none of them. Kids who spent more than 2 hours in front of screens had poorer cognition. And this is a related story. Study confirms link between violent video games and physical aggression. Now, some of this research came in the wake of the February shooting that killed 17 people at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. President Trump convened a video game supplement a month after that and said, quote, I'm hearing more and more people say the level of violence on video games is really shaping young people's thoughts. So they did this study, and they found that indeed Research showed that violent video games were associated with an increased risk of aggressive behavior. Playing violent games equates to about twice the risk of being sent to the principal's office for fighting during an 8-month period, according to the research. Reckless driving, binge drinking, smoking, and unsafe sex also associated with violent video games. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com and have yourselves a great weekend.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.